views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, knowledge, and inspiration. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted healers, scientists, speakers, and authors helping you discover the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of the show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. Today's show is really important to me because it really deals with the nature of our existence and who we really are. Where do we go after we die? Have you ever wondered this? I mean, I certainly have frequently. Where exactly is our consciousness? You know, as a trained psychologist, I've learned that, consciousness is inside the mind and our mind creates our consciousness. But what if this isn't true and our consciousness actually exists outside of the body? So for today, I have renowned academic neurosurgeon Dr. Eben Alexander here to discuss his near-death experience, where he spent a week in a deep coma and yet traveled through the most vivid and incredible spiritual realms that appear to be our afterlife. Dr. Alexander has spent years reconciling this experience with being a scientist and also his understanding of physics and cosmology. And his revelations are very far-reaching and raise amazing and important questions about our existence. His book, Proof of Heaven, which really inspired so much in me, it debuted at number one on the New York Times bestsellers list and stayed there for months. And he recently followed it with Map of Heaven, which shows how science and religion and ordinary people are kind of proving this concept of the afterlife. So please, let's give a very warm welcome to Dr. Alexander on the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Kelly. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you on the show. I guess we should start with your experience. For those people who haven't read the book, or maybe they read the book a little while ago, can you tell us just briefly what exactly happened, how you ended up having this near-death experience?
Well, I had spent more than 54 years of my life honing my scientific worldview, more than 20 years in academic neurosurgery, thought I had a pretty good idea of how brain, mind, and consciousness work. And then back in November 2008, I was very suddenly driven deep into coma with a severe and very rare form of bacterial meningitis. It drove me into coma within about 3.5 hours, and I spent 7 days in coma due to this illness. My doctors thought my chance of survival was about 10% at the beginning of the week, but by the end of the week, I was down to a 2% chance of survival. And in that case, they thought best case scenario, if I did survive, would be to spend a few months in hospital, be transferred to a nursing home, and then die there, never waking up. So the recommendation by the end of that 7-day coma was that that they stopped the antibiotics. And it was a few hours after that family meeting where they suggested stopping antibiotics that I actually started coming back to this world. But my doctors were right. My brain was absolutely devastated when I started coming back. And I had no words, no language, no memories of my life before coma, none of my religious beliefs, none of my 20 years spent in academic neurosurgery. Every bit of that was gone. But what I did know when I was first coming back to this world was where I had been, deep in coma. It was an odyssey that I explained in the book Proof of Heaven. and a very intense spiritual odyssey that really had several major elements. The first was what I call the Earth Worm Eye View, a very primitive, coarse, unresponsive underground realm that, in looking back on it, I think was the best consciousness that my physical brain could muster while it was soaking in pus. But from that, I was rescued up through this brilliant spinning white light that had a perfect musical melody associated with it, and went through that portal up into a brilliant gateway valley that was far more real than this world. And in that realm of the Gateway Valley, there were many Earth-like features. So I was a speck of awareness on a butterfly wing, and all these plants blossoming and blooming all around. There were thousands of souls dancing below us that I described in my early writings as dressed in peasant garb, but lots of joy and merriment and festivity going on. And up above, this was all fueled because these swooping orbs of golden light leaving sparkling trails, what I called, when I came back, angelic choirs, were emanating these incredible chants and hymns and anthems that were thundering through me. And beside me on this butterfly wing was a beautiful girl. And she never said a word, but her thoughts came straight into my awareness, very deep, rich part of this journey. Her message to me: you are deeply loved and cherished. You have nothing to fear. You will be taken care of. I think is a fundamental part of the message that I bring back to this world. But I ascended through those the musical anthems, chants, and hymns of those soaring angelic choirs into higher and higher levels. Saw space and time collapsing down, what I call deep time, the order of causality in that spiritual realm collapsing down through higher and higher dimensions until I got to what I call the core, an infinite inky blackness filled to overflowing with the unconditional love of the divine creative source at the core of all. And again, associated with the sound that I brought back, that sound was Om. That was what I called that deity, that being. And when I first came back to this world and was trying to write it all up, to me, the word God was way too puny, a little human word that didn't remotely do justice to the power and majesty and awe of that divine being. So I kind of labeled that being Om in my early writings because of that sound. Of course, I knew nothing about the nature of the word Om in Hindu and other meditative traditions. That I found out much, much later. But to me, it was clear that that deity far transcended any of my prior understanding of God or anything like that. But I think a huge part of the message in Truth of Heaven is that this is about rising above the false sense of separation that comes to us with our religious dogma. And that, in fact, this is all about God or Allah, Brahman, Vishnu, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever word you use gets in the way. And, in fact, our linguistic brain gets in the way. The dogma of both materialist science and the dogmas of the various religions gets in the way of our understanding of the deeper truth of the reality of the eternity of our souls, our consciousness, and our spirit that is all united in one and, in fact, is connected directly with that divine. And, of course, the real gift of this journey was the fact that I had such a severe bacterial meningitis. My words and language came back very rapidly, memories of childhood over a few weeks, memories of more than 20 years in academic neurosurgery returned to me over about 8 weeks. But as all that happened, there was tremendous conflict, because what I had experienced completely violated everything that our conventional neuroscience says about brain, mind, consciousness, the neocortex, meningitis, all of that. It was just astonishing, the conflict. So I had to come to some resolution. And over the next 3.5 years, reading more than 150 books, getting deeply into meditation and consciousness studies, that was what resulted in the book Proof of Heaven.
Wow, what a story. Like, it almost gives me the chills, because there's something about your words and your conviction that resonates with me as truth. And, you know, we have that internal truth detector inside of us in our intuition. And it's amazing to me, because this story, there must be a lot of skeptics or people who think that, you know, this can't be and you are hallucinating. I know that the dimethyltryptamine, DMT, has been brought up as a potential alternative explanation for your experience. And so I'm just curious, and we'll talk more about this after the break, you know, how do you reconcile your experience that you've had and all of your knowledge with people's dogma and the fact that they choose to believe what they want, and they're not going to necessarily listen to the message because it's a threat to their worldview. Just like you spoke about this tremendous conflict within you, unfortunately, when new information comes in, there can be this cognitive bias, and people don't want to accept the new information that comes in. They want to fight it. And so I would love to hear more from you, and we'll talk after the break about this, about how to deal with these experiences, and, you know, when your experience goes outside of the norm. So you're listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, we're going to talk much more about this concept of consciousness and life after death with Dr. Eben Alexander. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WPLQ.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end.
Hi, Hi, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is the very wonderful and inspiring Dr. Eben Alexander, who is talking with us about his near-death experience, consciousness, the afterlife, human existence. And before we continue, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Dr. Alexander. Could you just give your info for our listeners and tell them how to find more about your books and your events?
Yeah, so it's very easy to find me on the internet on Eben Alexander. That's E B as in Baker, E N Alexander .com, and there's a lot of information there. Those who are interested in a lot of the meditation work that I do and the differential sound frequency and use of that for meditation should visit the site sacredacoustics.com. And there's a lot of tools available there to help people get into deep transcendental conscious states, which is something I've been working on for the last 4 years or so, just in my efforts to return to the realms that I visited deep in coma. Important for people to understand, you don't have to die or almost die to come to know everything I know about this. So as a conscious being, any one of us can go deep into consciousness, and a daily practice of meditation or centering prayer is a great way to do that. So I would encourage people to visit either EbenAlexander.com and also visit SacredAcoustics.com to learn more about meditative techniques.
That's fantastic. You know, we're huge fans of meditation at Lucid Planet. And, you know, we were just talking during the break about how, you know, we discover knowledge. Our quest for knowledge is universal. Why are we here? What's happening? Where do we go after we die? And some of us get our knowledge from science and materialist, you know, research and empirical study. Some of us get our knowledge from, you know, faith-based beliefs and religion. And then some of us can also get our knowledge from going within. And my partner, Jimmy Ohm, who was on here a couple weeks ago talking about meditation and frequencies, has always said that we have our big voice, which is our ego and our insecurities and, you know, all our fears and like the voice that's always running our thoughts. And then we also have this little voice deep inside that is our truth and our connection to source. And meditation really does bring you into connection to that little voice so that it becomes louder.
Yes, I think that's a very good way of looking at it. You know, it's important to point out to people, the brain and mind pull off the most amazing trick imaginable. And that is, all of that stuff out there, that external world all around us, we think is out there. But in fact, the only thing that any human being has ever experienced is an internal construct. It's a model created within mind that is supposed to represent a reality that is out there. But it's so clever at doing that. And when we lose sight of that fact that all we've ever really done is been inside our own mind. And that's kind of the beginning step of understanding where this is all going and how there's a far more profound mystery that we can start to solve by going within, because going within is actually going out into the entire universe. When you look at it the way that the mind and brain have pulled off such an amazing trick of fooling us into believing that all that external world out there is really out there. But in fact, the only thing we've ever really experienced is that internal construct. And this is where you hit a wall in the world of psychology with illusions and all those things that can be so readily shown that the fidelity of our internal model with that external reality is not so great. And you really hit a wall in the world of quantum mechanics when you try and demonstrate that there is an objective reality lying around out there, and yet the most recent experiments in quantum mechanics right up to the last few months show that, in fact, there is no objective reality out there in that simplistic form that we'd like to think it is. But in fact, every bit of it requires the observing mind to come into existence.
That whole concept of the observer changes the outcome.
Well, yes, the observer, because the observer is intimately related to what emerges as our version of reality. And, you know, the whole world of materialist science growing up over the last 400 plus years has been all about trying to identify that clockwork universe unfolding by natural laws out there, and assuming that the observing human being is separate from that. And it's that false sense of separation that gets us into such trouble. And that's why the enigma of quantum mechanics, especially the measurement problem in quantum mechanics, is so confounding and has not resulted in materialist science being able to come up with any kind of explanation of it with more than 100 years of effort to try and do so. And again, the important thing to understand is that consciousness is fundamental. And to try and pretend, as I believed before my coma, that the brain creates consciousness is a huge part of the problem. Modern science is rapidly getting to where, from all fronts, it is clear that the physical brain does not create consciousness. And that's where things start to get very interesting and where you start to realize that consciousness is fundamental in the universe. In fact, I often like to say we're conscious in spite of our brain. And, of course, that has tremendous implications when you ask the question, what happens when my brain and body die? If the brain were creating consciousness, the answer is quite obvious. It's what I would have believed before my coma. But in fact, the way all of science is headed now is a realization that that is false. It's better to look at the brain as a reducing valve or filter that limits primordial consciousness down to this little teeny trickle of the apparent here and now that we experience in our incarnations, you know, in these physical bodies. And that's why going within through meditation, centering prayer, the work that I do with sacred acoustics to enable people to get into deep meditative states is so crucial, because going within is actually a way to getting deeply into the secrets of this universe.
Wow, that is so much to take in. And it's quite a kind of loop in your mind, isn't it? It's like, how do you reconcile all of these things? If the brain doesn't create consciousness and consciousness just exists, who created consciousness, or what created consciousness, or has it just always been here infinitely outside of time?
Well, the best way I can look at that is to just start with this knowing that consciousness is primordial, that all of the material universe, and the material universe is actually just a very small part of all that exists, but the entire material universe emerges out of this grander consciousness. And we are all part of grander consciousness. And in fact, it's very important to realize this is not just about humans. It's not just about life on Earth. This is a consciousness that is far grander. And in fact, when you take the proper perspective, you realize that, for example, the Big Bang was just a punctuation mark in an eternity of conscious existence. So our observable universe is but a tiny fraction of all that truly exists. But to get to knowing this, we have to expand our horizons tremendously. And again, that's why it's so important to go within consciousness to do so.
So what do you say to people out there, or maybe you haven't had a lot of resistance because there is a lot of scientific evidence, but what do you say to people who say, oh, you were just, you know, you're tripping on DMT in your brain. DMT, of course, is released when you're born, when you die, and every night when you dream, or all these other, you know, alternative explanations. Have you been able to rule those out?
Well, you know, in the book Proof of Heaven, my first book, I did go into alternate explanations. And the main reason was when I first came back from all this, even though my brain was wrecked, I had no words, language, memories of my life as a neuroscientist, religious thoughts, etc. All that came back to me over many weeks, you know, over up to 8 weeks after my coma. But initially, I had none of it. And so as I would tell my doctors early on in those first weeks about what had happened, they would pat me on the back and say, oh, well, you were very sick. Your entire neocortex was being devastated by this meningitis. We have no idea how you've come back. To this day, my doctors would tell you they have no notion how in the world I healed from this because my diagnosis was so dire. Wow. And yet I did heal. And likewise, they would say none of that could have happened because your neocortex was so damaged that you could not have experienced anything. There's no way you could have had a dream or hallucination. There's no way DMT could explain it, because DMT works on receptors in the neocortex. But my doctors knew full well from my neurologic exams and from my MRI and CT scans that my entire neocortex, all eight lobes of my brain, were far too damaged with full thickness, swelling, and destruction of the neocortex. So there was no place for a hallucination or dream or drug effect to happen. And, of course, that was the big challenge to me. Initially, especially before a lot of my neuroscience knowledge returned, I just thought, well, it had to be a trick of the dying brain. That's what my doctors told me. And I wanted to know more about what that trick was. But it was really a gift. No other diagnosis could have allowed me to go as far in interpreting this ultra-real experience, a spiritual journey that seemed to go for months or years, very elaborate. How could that have happened when my neocortex was being destroyed? To me, that was a tremendous challenge. And I started the whole process just trying to write it up as a neuroscientific report, because I thought it's got to tell us something about the nature of consciousness, because it completely breaks all the rules about neuroscience, neocortex, meningitis, and notions of how detailed conscious awareness emerges from the physical brain. And yet the more I got into it, the more I discussed it with my colleagues, with the doctors who had taken care of me and other neurosurgeons, neuroscientists interested in consciousness, the more we all came to realize
there's something more here that you can't explain.
There's a whole lot more than just, oh, brain creates consciousness.
That's so
amazing.
It
completely destroys the myth that these are just hallucinations or dreams or, confabulations.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to go to the break, and we will be right back on Lucid Planet Radio. So stay tuned for more from Dr. Eben Alexander.
Cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Central Auto Group, CT.com's Memorial Day no payment for 90 days event was so successful. We've extended it through June 1st. That's right. We are giving you 90 days payment free on any new Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, or Volkswagen.
And we'll even throw in a free iPad.
Now till June 1st at 8 p.m. Take your pick from over 600 vehicles. Fords, Mazdas, Hyundais, Volkswagens at Central Auto Group, CT.com. If you're looking for something pre-owned, check out Central's all-new used car dugout with prices $1,000 to $5,000. Five reasons, one destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Central Auto Group, CT.com has service after the sale with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. No payments for 90 days on any new vehicle and a free iPad. Hurry, even though we've extended this deal, it absolutely ends June 1st. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. Central Auto Group, CT.com.
Number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. you'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I have Dr. Eben Alexander here talking about consciousness, the universe, life after death, and all of the crazy potential things happening now in science, showing us that there might actually be such a bigger realm than just our material universe. So what I really wanted to talk about coming out of the break is love and how, you know, fear is destructive to us, and unconditional love is where we are from, and, you know, really what we are all craving and seeking and struggling with, and how, you know, in your book you talked about how the Om or the source kind of gave you this feeling or message or download that our separation from our unconditional love is so painful that even the source feels our separation so deeply, and we all feel it so deeply, and we all really want to remember who we are and what we come from, but we're blocked. And so I wanted to ask you more about this, you know, the process of remembering and how we can have more unconditional love in our lives. And also, I think maybe the most important question is, you know, why have we been separated from unconditional love to live lives in this very challenging and difficult physical reality?
Well, I think one way of seeing it is, I like to call our existence here in the physical realm soul school. This is kind of where we learn and teach the lessons. And the lessons are really part of that grander scheme of evolution of consciousness that Teilhard de Chardin talked about. And really the best way to look at it all is that all of consciousness is evolving, that each and every one of us as a conscious being is co-creating and participating in that evolution, that in fact we are all here very much to learn and teach each other, and the lessons have everything to do with that love, unconditional love. Now, of course, when you start reading the near-death literature about thousands and thousands of cases that are out there of people who have been to the other side and come back, you start to realize that a very important component of that journey is often that sense of love. People come back, even if they have a fairly brief and kind of non-detailed near-death experience, they come back with no fear of death because they realize that death is not the end at all. It's not the end of the soul. In many ways, it's a liberation of the soul. And they come back with that sense of that beauty of unconditional love and how deeply loved that they are. They come back often having re-encountered the souls of departed loved ones, that can be very reassuring to them, but especially that infinitely loving source at the core. Touching that once, you come back and your life has changed forever. The good news is you don't have to die or almost die to come to know this. It can easily be cultivated just by being a conscious being, and that's why I'm such a big proponent of people meditating, of the work with sacred acoustics, etc. But I think the important thing to realize is one of the most fundamental lessons is coming to remember that we are all connected, and we're all connected to that divine. The very sense of separation, part of that is due to the linguistic part of our brain that's tightly tied to ego and to false boundaries of self, that limit consciousness, and they do so for a reason. It has a lot to do with evolution, you know, from a Darwinian standpoint, and kind of the being or entity taking care of itself in this material world. And that's where ego and those notions of self come from. But in fact, that little voice in our head is not our consciousness. And that is the part that's so tightly tied to the ego. And of course, the ego's main tools are fear and anxiety. And so in meditation, one of the first things I do is I let that little voice in my head state an intention for meditation, you know, make a request, offer up some gratitude, because in fact, gratitude is the only appropriate response to our existence, breath to breath, moment to moment. But then that little voice goes into timeout, because there is far greater wisdom within. Now, the part of consciousness that defies any kind of simplistic materialist explanation in science is the observer self. That's the part of us that actually witnesses the little voice in the head. Mm-hmm. Now, I love that book, The Untethered Soul, where he talks about the voice in our head as that annoying roommate. That's very much the case. And, of course, the little voice in our head is how we communicate with other humans when it comes to science and logic and rational thinking and all that. So that voice is important for communication, but there is far grander communication that can happen within us and between our consciousness and other consciousness. Love is the most fundamental part of the lessons we learn, and reconnecting with that universal, unconditional love is very important. And what I would say is that often, you know, the term unconditional love is bandied about quite a bit in these circles, and like any words that are kind of overused, it tends to lose its power. But I think if people realize that unconditional love has infinite power to heal each and every one of us in healing in our soul's journey. Spiritual healing is what comes first. Then physical, mental, emotional healing follow. And spiritual healing has everything to do with realizing that we are truly eternal spiritual beings, that we're all connected as one and connected to the divine. And that's why unconditional love has this infinite power to heal, so that by serving as a conduit for that unconditional love of the Creator for the creation, I can bring that love into this world, loving first and foremost myself. I came to realize in my coma journey that the biggest source of problems in our world today is we don't even love ourselves enough. And to recall that infinite love of the Creator for each and every one of us, and that we're connected to that divine Creator, that allows us to manifest that love for ourselves, and then by serving to bring that love into this world for all of our fellow beings, to show love, compassion, forgiveness, acceptance, and mercy to all fellow beings is what allows us to really develop that love for ourselves. And I don't think anyone would question that unconditional love in that sense, viewing each and every one of us as conscious beings, as a point of light that can be a source for unconditional love, no one would question that that would enable solving all the problems on Earth, you know, if we were each that in. The question is, how in the world do you convince all conscious beings to participate in that process? Well, in fact, they don't have to all participate, but the more of us that do, the more we will bring that love into this world. The more we can lose that fear by remembering that we are eternal spiritual beings that are divinely connected to that infinite source at the core of all that is, we can all serve to bring that love into this world, to heal ourselves, to come to see that the hardships and difficulties in life, and of course, as a doctor, I would say that includes illness and injury, those are really gifts, because it's how we deal with those hardships and challenges in life. That's what enables our souls to grow, to learn. The more we can manifest that love and acceptance and forgiveness and manifest it for all of our choices in this world with all of our fellow beings, the more our souls and soul groups and all of humanity can evolve towards that oneness with the divine.
Wow, that's making me emotional because, you know, so many people are going through hardships. It feels, and again, maybe every generation feels like this, but to me, it almost seems like now more than ever, we're being inundated with so much stress and negativity and problems and conflict and injustice. And maybe, you know, it's coming to the surface because we can finally start addressing it now as conscious beings. But it can be really hard for people who are feeling all of the hardships and people who are empathic, and so they're connected to the pain of other people. It can be really tough to kind of turn love on that, or, you know, when someone's doing something bad, you know, wanting to forgive them even though they've hurt you, because you know that it's better for you that you don't have to carry that pain and they don't have to carry that pain. And then, of course, the flip side is,
There's a lot of people who, we all make mistakes. I mean, sometimes we go through these hardships and we mess up and we maybe don't deal with it the best way. And so then we beat ourselves up and we have less love for ourselves because we're now not only have we made a mistake, but we haven't dealt with it well, and we should have done better, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that there's this whole cycle of kind of like one hardship to the other. And you're absolutely right that if you turn love on all of those problems, suddenly the stress of that problem goes away. Suddenly, you know, you forgive that person. It kind of allows you both to move on, and showing mercy and showing kindness in situations where you want to react in an extreme way is very challenging sometimes. I mean, we're almost programmed to react selfishly from the ego out of fear and anxiety and lash out. You know, and sometimes, you know, it really is a journey to kind of battle that urge or that temptation. But unconditional love really is the way. So we're on that note, we're going to talk more about this after the break, and really how humanity is evolving and what our future looks like and all this work we're doing. So I will talk to you guys very soon. Thank you, Dr. Alexander. And this is Dr. Kelly with Lucid Planet Radio, and we will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I have Dr. Eben Alexander here, and we are talking about consciousness and universal love and overcoming our hardships and this kind of school of life that we have all enrolled in willingly. Would you agree, Dr. Alexander, we chose to be here?
Oh, I'd say absolutely. We're all here for a reason, and that certainly includes all of those challenges and hurdles that we face in this life. They are what we plan in many ways to help our soul groups evolve. And again, it's only makes sense if we step back far enough to realize this is not just about evolution of a soul, but of entire soul groups and really all of humanity. We're all in this together. It's part of this growth together of learning and teaching these lessons of love and compassion and forgiveness that we're all here to learn.
Yes. So get out there and love people. You know, if you have an ongoing conflict that's like tanking you or stressing you, reach out to resolve it and try to move past it. You know, each of us has power within ourselves to make huge changes. The motto of the show is transforming the world from within. And that's what we're doing by doing this work on ourselves. You know, you mentioned our soul groups and these kind of things. And I just wanted to ask you, Dr. Alexander, your thoughts on religion as far as, you know, do you, based on your experience, do you have thoughts about reincarnation? Do we do this repeatedly? Is this the Christian quote heaven, or is this kind of encompassing all religions and all beliefs? Or how do you kind of explain that?
Well, I grew up in a Methodist and an Episcopal church, so with a Christian upbringing. I spent 8 years before my coma as a kind of a militant agnostic. I explain all that in the book Proof of Heaven. I think it was a necessary step. And my journey showed me very clearly that deity, that Om, that God that I encountered deep in that core realm and the lessons that I encountered in that realm, it was very clear that the confusion in our kind of our modern humanity, anytime we split anything out and separate it, you know, we lead to confusion because there really is one truth and there's one universe and we are all part of it. And mm-hmm. so it's very important to point out that I came back realizing, you know, that this is not about checking off a box. You know, I believe in God or Allah, Brahman, Vishnu, Jehovah, Yahweh, all the above, none of the above. Because in fact, the deeper truth is that an infinitely loving source exists at the core of the universe. And when we get this dogmatic kind of separation, we end up running into lots of trouble. I came back realizing full well, especially as all my faculties returned my memories, and then I started working very hard to come to an understanding of this, that so much of the confusion is in that dogmatic sense of separation. For one thing, you know, are you either scientific or spiritual? Well, in fact, we are both, and science and spirituality demand each other. And very much my message in Proof of Heaven and in The Map of Heaven is about
yes.
how science and spirituality are coming together. And this is through science broadening its bounds tremendously to fully embrace the deep mystery of consciousness. Because, in fact, materialist science, which I had worshipped before my coma, you know, thinking brain creates consciousness, it's birth to death and nothing more. In fact, yes. that modern neuroscience would proudly tell you none of us have free will. We're all automatons. And they believe that because they believe it's the subatomic particles in the brain following natural laws of physics, chemistry, biology, when you construct the molecules and cells of the brain. It gives an illusion of consciousness, illusion of free will, where that is where they're absolutely wrong. And it's the measurement problem of quantum mechanics that drove the founding fathers into mysticism that basically told people like Einstein, Heisenberg, Dirac, de Broglie, Sir James Jeans, and others that consciousness is fundamental in the universe. And this is where the modern science is headed. And it's broadening its boundaries tremendously to fully embrace the deep reality of our spiritual selves as our true essence, is really the essence of all of this universe. And it's that understanding that liberates us to so much a higher level. That's why I often, for the scientific crowd, I steer them to the books Irreducible Mind, Toward a Psychology for the 21st Century, and also the book from the same group, Beyond Physicalism, Toward Reconciliation of Science and Spirituality. These books are listed on EbenAlexander.com on the recommended reading list. So yeah. there are lots of books there that people can go to see. But the reality is this is about all of humanity is coming through this evolutionary step at this point. And it's not going to be the pathway of that simplistic materialist science of brain creates consciousness, because in fact that science has never been able to offer even the most rudimentary sentence about how the physical matter of the brain might create consciousness. That's something called the hard problem of consciousness, if people want to go out and Google that. But the fact of the matter is, science is coming to realize full well that consciousness is fundamental in the universe. And that's where everything is getting far more interesting. And this is about an answer to the 2,600-year-old mind-body debate. You'd think after 100 generations of humans, we might be close to an answer. Well, surprisingly enough, I believe we are getting closer to an answer, but up until the last few years, we've had no clue about it. And that answer will involve a deep reconciliation of the deepest wisdom from ancient spiritual traditions out of the East and the West, going back thousands of years, and how they help the front edges of modern physics and cosmology to get to a deeper understanding of the nature of reality.
Wow. How exciting. What an amazing time to be alive. You know, I really believe that we did all kind of come here for a reason. And those of us who are feeling this shift and asking these questions and participating in the transition, we're supposed to be here doing this. And it's a hard journey, but it's one that we can actually accomplish. And that's so inspiring to me.
In fact, humanity is on the verge of the most fundamental kind of revolution in all of our recorded human history. And it has to do with this deep question of consciousness and getting to an understanding of reality. And like I said, there's a lot brought to the table by ancient spiritual traditions out of both the East and the West that are the basis of our religions. And this is really about seeing that the conflict between our religions is really about dogmatic interpretations. Humans and their linguistic brains, often very dysfunctional humans, who have twisted the words, the original words of prophets.
Yes.
I often say, you know, Christ was not a Christian. Buddha was not a Buddhist. Muhammad was not a Muslim. They were all teachers of love. And that is where we need to move beyond the dogmatic interpretations of religion and realize that at their core, they are all about an infinite loving source at the core of all of existence that is part of each and every one of our consciousness.
Yes.
And that's where this revolution will tremendously help even materialist science to get beyond the current impasse in its understanding of quantum mechanics.
It's already happening. If you look at the statistics on people's, quote, participation in religion versus spirituality, they're changing. Like over the last 20 to 25 years, people are becoming less and less interested in participating in kind of the more dogmatic practices of religion and more interested in the spiritualness of having their own connection with source. And so this is a trend that's really important. And it's just a really exciting time to be alive. And I just want to close the show. Dr. Alexander, I feel like I could chat with you for hours, maybe days. I know, right? So I'd love to have you back on in the future. And I'm really grateful for you coming on the show. It's been fantastic. And my closing thought is just that when someone passes, remember, they're going back to love. They have nothing to be afraid of, and neither do you. And that thought can alleviate so much of the anxiety and pain that we go through in this life. So that's my closing thought, is just lead with love. And I want to thank Dr. Alexander for being my guest and just inspiring me so much. Thank you to everyone who's tuning into Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. You can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific. You can also find me at thelucidplanet.com and connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Next week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will be talking about healing the body. Today's talk was very much about healing the spirit, which really will help you heal the body. But sometimes we're doing things to the body that we need to change. And so I will have Dr. Susan Blum on the air, the world-renowned functional medicine expert and author of the Immune System Recovery Plan. And she is going to share her new groundbreaking 4-step plan for a healthy immune system and restoring balance to your body. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime,
light and love and gratitude. And if you want to find out more about Dr. Alexander's meditation classes and his work, please visit his website, drebenalexander.com, as well as Sacred Acoustics.
Sorry, it's just ebenalexander.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, ebenalexander.com. And also, what was the other one? Sacred
Acoustics. Sacredacoustics.com. And also, Karen Newell and I will be giving a five-session webinar this summer on meditative techniques, and that will be on Evolver Learning Lab. People can visit our websites to learn more about that.
Awesome. I will definitely be tuning into that starting next week, Tuesday. So thank you so much, Dr. Alexander, and everybody have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next week on The Lucid Planet. Bye now.
All right.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.